So for those of you with your Bibles, we're now just going to read today's passage, which is John 7, 37 to 52. That's John 7, 37 to 52. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet." Others said, "He is the Messiah." Still others asked, "How can the Messiah come from Galilee? Does not Scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why didn't you bring him in?" "No one ever spoke the way this man does," the guards said. "You mean he has deceived you also?" the Pharisees retorted. "Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in him?" "No, but this mob that knows nothing of the law, there is a curse on them." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier and who was one of their own number, asked, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee." We thank you for the word of God. I would just pray for Stephen before he comes to speak. Father, we thank you so much for Stephen, and we pray that you will anoint him now and give him your words of truth to speak to us. We pray that our hearts and minds will be soft to hear and to believe. Amen.
There's a natural human desire to make a difference in the world, to be an influencer in the best sense of the world, of the word. We want to leave our mark, to make some kind of dent in the universe. We know it's probably only ever going to be a teeny, tiny dent, but we'd like to do that. And in this wonderful passage, Jesus tells us how it is possible if we come to him. Of course, it's not the main reason for coming to him. We come to him because we need him, because we were made to know him. But that is the outcome, as we shall see. I just want to make 4 points from this passage, and the last one will be a couple of sentences, really, because we will be stretched for time. But first of all, a remarkable offer in verses 37 and 38. The great theologian John Calvin said, "If Matthew, Mark, and Luke show us the body of Jesus, John's gospel exposes his soul." And Sinclair Ferguson, a Scottish theologian, says, "The more we read and reread John's gospel, the more we see that there's a lot more on the inside than appeared on the outside. It's a lot bigger on the inside than it appeared on the outside." And that is true, he says, not only of John's gospel, but of the gospel as a whole.